When your safety is on the line, the martial art you train in matters. Some disciplines focus on tradition, sport, or spiritual growth. Others exist for one purpose only, which is to keep you alive when someone means to hurt you. Krav Maga falls firmly into that second group. Born out of necessity and refined through military experience, it has earned a reputation as one of the most practical self-defense systems in the world. But reputation and reality are not always the same thing. In this installment of our martial arts series, we take a hard look at Krav Maga from the perspective that matters most to preppers and survivalists. Does it actually work when violence finds you? We trace its origins, break down its core principles, examine its signature techniques and training methods, and place it within our ranking of the 11 arts. Whether you are a beginner considering your first class or a seasoned defender evaluating your options, this evaluation will help you understand exactly what Krav Maga offers and where its limits lie. We will tell you now that it finishes first. We will also tell you why that comes with a warning attached. Origins and evolution of Krav Maga. Krav Maga, which means contact combat in Hebrew, was created by a man named Emil Lichtenfeld. Born in 1910 in Budapest and raised in Bratislava, Czechoslovakia, Emil grew up training in boxing, wrestling, and gymnastics under the guidance of his father, who was a police officer and self-defense instructor. Emil was a talented athlete and competitor, but the skills he learned in the ring were about to be tested in a far more dangerous arena. During the 1930s, anti-Semitic violence spread through Europe. Emil found himself defending his Jewish neighborhood against organized groups of attackers in the streets of Bratislava. It was during these violent encounters that he learned a hard lesson. Fighting for sport and fighting for survival are two very different things. Techniques that scored points in competition often failed on the pavement against multiple attackers who fought without rules. Sit with that for a moment. Krav Maga was not designed by a theorist. It was assembled by a trained fighter who discovered, while outnumbered and unarmed, that most of what he knew did not apply. Forced to flee Europe, Emi eventually reached what would become Israel. There, his practical fighting knowledge caught the attention of military leaders. He was tasked with training soldiers to defend themselves quickly and effectively, often with little time for lengthy instruction. Krav Maga became the official self-defense system of the Israeli military, and later spread to police, security forces, and civilians around the world. This origin shaped everything about the system. Because it was built for combat rather than competition, Krav Maga prioritizes practicality over tradition. There are no elaborate rituals and no flashy movements meant to impress judges. Every technique exists for one reason, which is to neutralize a threat and get home safely. That survival-first mindset makes it especially relevant for anyone serious about personal defense, core principles and philosophy. Krav Maga is defined by a small set of guiding principles that set it apart from traditional martial arts. Understanding these principles reveals why the system feels so different from disciplines built around sport or ceremony. Neutralize the threat quickly. The number one goal is to end a violent encounter as fast as possible. Krav Maga does not aim for a fair fight or a drawn-out match. It teaches you to stop the attack, create an opening, and escape. Speed protects you from injury, exhaustion, and the danger of a fight dragging on long enough for others to join in. Simultaneous defense and attack. One of the most distinctive ideas in Krav Maga is defending and attacking at the same time. Instead of blocking a punch and then countering, you block while striking a vulnerable target in the same motion. This cuts down reaction time and puts the attacker on the defensive immediately. Target vulnerable areas. Krav Maga does not care about fighting honorably. It teaches strikes to the eyes, throat, groin, knees, and other soft targets. These areas cause maximum damage with minimum strength, which is critical when facing a larger or stronger opponent. Gross motor movement under stress. This principle receives less attention than it deserves, and it may be the most important idea in the entire system. When adrenaline floods your body, fine motor control leaves first. Your hands shake. Your grip coarsens. Complex techniques requiring precise angles and exact timing become unavailable to you at the exact moment you need them. This is not a character flaw. It is human physiology and it happens to everyone. Krav Maga was built around this fact. Its vocabulary is composed of gross motor actions, which are large, simple, powerful movements that a terrified person can still execute. A hammer fist. A knee. A shove. Several arts on this list teach techniques that a frightened human body simply cannot perform. Krav Maga refuses to. Situational awareness and instinct. Practitioners learn to stay alert to their surroundings, identify threats early, and avoid danger when possible. When a fight cannot be avoided, the system relies on instinctive, natural movements that are easy to recall under extreme stress. Together, These principles are designed for high stress, chaotic encounters rather than controlled competition. Every rule bends toward one outcome, which is survival. Signature techniques and training methods. Krav Maga combines a practical toolbox of techniques with training methods designed to prepare students for the reality of violence. The techniques are deliberately simple. The training is not. Key techniques. Striking forms the foundation. Practitioners learn powerful punches, palm strikes, elbows, knees, and low kicks aimed at vulnerable targets. Elbows and knees are favored in close quarters because they deliver devastating force at short range where real assaults often happen. Defenses against grabs and chokes are a major focus. Students train to break free from front chokes, rear chokes, wrist grabs, bear hugs, and headlocks. These defenses teach you to protect your airway, create space, and counterattack in a single flowing response. Weapon defense is where Krav Maga stands alone. Practitioners learn to defend against knives, guns, and blunt objects like sticks and bats. The techniques emphasize controlling the weapon, redirecting the line of attack, and striking the attacker while managing the threat. These are advanced skills that require serious practice, and they address dangers that every other art in this series ignores entirely. Escape maneuvers round out the system. Getting off the ground, breaking away from a hold, and creating distance to run are all treated as legitimate wins. In Krav Maga, escaping is often the best outcome, and it is the only art here that says so out loud. Training methods. What makes Krav Maga effective is how it trains, when it trains correctly. Scenario-based drills recreate common attacks such as being grabbed from behind, cornered against a wall, or threatened in a parking lot. Students learn to respond to realistic situations rather than choreographed sequences. Stress inoculation is another cornerstone. Instructors push students physically and mentally by having them defend while tired, disoriented, or surrounded by noise and chaos. This mimics the adrenaline dump of a real attack and helps techniques hold up under pressure. Aggression conditioning teaches students to flip a mental switch and respond with controlled ferocity. In a genuine assault, hesitation can be fatal. Krav Maga trains people to commit fully to their defense. Note the conditional running through all of this. Everything above describes what a good Krav Maga school does. Whether your school does it is a separate question, and it is the one that determines whether any of this protects you. Self-defense effectiveness. Now for the question that matters most. How well does Krav Maga actually perform when facing real violence? It performs extremely well in the situations it was built for, and it carries two caveats that deserve more attention than they usually get. Strengths in real scenarios. For the common street attack, Krav Maga is hard to beat. Its emphasis on speed, simplicity, and aggression means a trained practitioner can react instantly to a sudden assault. The techniques work regardless of size or strength because they target vulnerable points and use the body's natural movements. Against multiple assailants, Krav Maga's philosophy of ending fights fast and escaping is exactly the right mindset. It never encourages you to stay and trade blows. Its weapon defenses address armed confrontations with knives and guns, threats that combat sports do not cover because their rule sets pretend weapons do not exist. For a survivalist preparing for worst-case attacks, this practical breadth is a decisive advantage. The two limitations. Krav Maga is not perfect, and the second of these problems is considerably more serious than the first. Inconsistency between schools. Because there is no single universal governing body, quality varies enormously. Some schools deliver intense, realistic training. Others water it down into a cardio workout with a self-defense label. The instructor makes or breaks the experience, and the sign on the door tells you nothing. Insufficient live resistance. This is the real problem. Many Krav Maga schools rely on demonstration and cooperative drilling rather than sparring against a fully resisting opponent. A student may learn the textbook response to a knife and never once attempt it against someone genuinely trying to stab him with a rubber trainer. Technique that has never been tested against active resistance is technique you do not yet own. You have been given an answer. You have not earned it. Compare this to a boxing gym, where every week somebody tries to punch you in the face and you find out exactly what you are made of. Or a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu academy, where a stranger will try to choke you unconscious on your first day and you will discover whether you panic. Those students have information about themselves that many Krav Maga students do not. This is the single question to ask before you enroll anywhere. Do you spar? And how often? If the answer is vague, walk out. Where Krav Maga ranks among the 11. Among the 11 martial arts we evaluate for self-defense, Krav Maga ranks first. Nothing else on this list was designed from the ground up for the situation you're actually afraid of. Every other art here is a fighting system that self-defense borrowed. Krav Maga is a self-defense system that borrowed from fighting. The distinction shows up everywhere. Krav Maga assumes the attacker is armed. It assumes he brought friends. It assumes he attacked from behind, in a stairwell, while you were carrying groceries. It assumes there is no referee, no round, no second chance, and that the correct outcome is not victory but a car ride home. No other art on this list makes a single one of those assumptions, because no other art was asked to. Against Muay Thai. Muay Thai sits one place below Krav Maga, and it beats Krav Maga at fighting. That sentence should be uncomfortable, and it is meant to be. Pound for pound, a Muay Thai practitioner strikes harder, moves better, and has been hit far more often than the average Krav Maga student. His shins are conditioned. His timing is sharpened by hundreds of rounds against opponents who fought back. If you put a good Muay Thai fighter and a good Krav Maga student in a ring, bet on the Thai boxer, and it will not be close. We are not scoring a ring. Krav Maga takes first because the ring is not where you will be. Muay Thai has no answer for the knife, no plan for the second attacker, and no concept of the exit. It teaches you to win an encounter. Krav Maga teaches you to leave one. Muay Thai earns second precisely because its technique is so much deeper. If Krav Maga schools sparred the way Muay Thai gyms spar, the gap would be enormous. Most of them do not, and so it is narrow. The number one spot, honestly. We rank Krav Maga first with a condition that we will not bury. Krav Maga is the best self-defense system on this list and one of the least reliable ways to actually acquire self-defense skill. Those two statements are both true, and they are not in tension. The design is superb. The delivery is a lottery. A Krav Maga student at an excellent school is the most prepared person in this entire series. A Krav Maga student at a mediocre school may be less prepared than a boxer, a wrestler, or a judoka, because he has been handed correct answers to questions he has never faced and he believes he can perform them. Confidence without pressure testing is worse than no confidence at all, because it removes the instinct to run. The other 10 arts on this list vary in quality too. None vary this much. Where mixed martial arts fits. No single martial art covers every range of a real attack. Krav Maga gives you a response built for weapons, multiple attackers, and no rules. What it does not reliably give you is the sparring depth that turns technique into reflex. An attacker does not care which discipline you chose. A real altercation moves between striking range, clinch range, and the ground without asking permission. This is the reason the most capable defenders cross-train. Mixed martial arts is not a 12th style competing with the 11 for a spot on our list. It is the recognition that these arts were never meant to be exclusive choices. We do not rank it, because ranking mixed martial arts against Krav Maga would be like ranking a toolbox against a very good emergency plan. For Krav Maga students, cross-training solves the exact problem this article has spent four paragraphs describing. Spend a year in a boxing gym or on a jiu-jitsu mat and you will finally know what happens to you when someone will not cooperate. Bring that knowledge back to Krav Maga, and its techniques stop being answers and start being reflexes. Krav Maga supplies the right plan. Live sparring supplies the person who can carry it out. Choose the art that fits your body, your schedule, and the school you can actually get to. Build a foundation. Then start filling the gaps. Krav Maga was built for one purpose, which is surviving real violence rather than winning trophies. Its focus on speed, aggression, vulnerable targets, gross motor simplicity, and weapon defense makes it the most practical system a survivalist can study. The catch is quality, and we would rather you hear it here than learn it in a parking lot. Not all schools train the same way. Choose one that pressure tests its techniques with realistic drills and live resistance, and be willing to leave one that does not. No martial art guarantees safety. Krav Maga gives you the strongest, most adaptable foundation available for defending yourself and those you protect, provided the person teaching it to you is honest about what it takes. Pair it with situational awareness and a prepared mindset, and you will be far better equipped than the average person who hopes danger simply passes them by.